On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 23 tomorrow, Johannesburg and Emalahleni up to 20. The High Court in Pretoria has found Police Sergeant Ketlongwane guilty of the premeditated murder of her husband, Russell. Evidence in court revealed that on the 27th of January 24, Tlongwane visited Sangoma in Soshanguve. According to MPA regional spokesperson Lumka Manjana, the husband picked up his wife from the Sangoma and later that day they got into an argument.
In court, she denied intentionally killing her husband and claimed that the gun went off as they were wrestling with it. However, the NPA called an expert witness who testified that the husband was shot from the distance, and that's proving the state's case beyond reasonable doubt.
The case has been postponed to the 1st of December of this year. Meanwhile, the Minister of Sport, Gaetan McKenzie, has written formal letters to both South African Football Association President Danny Yordan and FIFA President Gianni Infantino after points were docked from the national team in the run-up to qualifying for the FIFA 2026 World Cup. Mfundo Twala reports.
McKenzie has requested a detailed report from SAFA regarding the 3 points that were deducted from Bafana Bafana after their match with Lesotho, where an ineligible player was on the field. In the letter, the minister asked for a complete timeline of events, an explanation of how the error occurred, and details of any internal investigations. In the other letter to Infantino, McKenzie underscored that he's only stepping in to uphold the integrity of the game. I am Nomfundo Twala for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Then we head to the Eastern Cape to East London. The 52-year-old teacher facing accusations of human trafficking and prostitution has been identified as Vuyokazi Gana. She appeared in the East London Magistrates Court yesterday after a warrant of arrest was issued at her workplace. It comes after serious organized crime investigating units apprehended her after a long-term investigation. Now her case has been postponed until the 23rd of October. In other news, South Africa wrapped up its presidency of the G20 Environment and Climate Sustainability Working Group today with the adoption of two basic, or rather historic, agreements. Mangaliso Kumalo reports from Cape Town.
The meeting produced two landmark agreements, the Cape Town Ministerial Declaration on Crimes that Affect the Environment and the Declaration on Equality, both desired as world firsts. George said the agreements reflect on the strength of evidence-based policymaking and the will of nations to act collectively for the common good. He added that the outcomes will inform the G20 peace declaration to be considered at the Leaders' Summit in Johannesburg next month. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Cape Town.
And finally, Britain's King Charles III, he is the head of the Church of England, will make a historic state visit to the Vatican next week to meet Pope Leo XIV for the first time. He'll be accompanied by his wife, Queen Camilla. That is it from the news desk. But remember, the stories go on. Visit jacaranfm.com. Click on news for the latest. From myself, Marlene Fouchier, and the rest of the team, have a good evening.